Welcome back. This is Roberta Mullen. I'm reporting for Healthcare Now Radio, and we're in Orlando, Florida at HIMSS 17. I'm here with Brian Eds. He's the Vice President of Product Strategy for Spoke. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And we've spoken a couple times, Brian, and most recently you were on one of our radio shows, Healthcare Du Jour, with Matt Fisher.
Yes. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
So, I was listening to the show the other day, and I thought it very interesting about your discussion on pagers. Healthcare is an industry known for a history in paging. Why is this relevant in healthcare today?
Well, you know, Spoke has the opportunity to work with over 1,900 hospitals around the world, and what we hear from them is that taking a big tent approach to communications is really important, and that means being able to communicate with people on no matter what device they have. And so paging remains relevant today, really kind of more than ever in the past. We have over a million users using pagers today, just in North America alone. And there's a couple reasons why paging continues to persist. Number one, it's elegant in its simplicity. And the elegance really kind of starts with things like battery life. Obviously, you and I have smartphones. I have a big charger here in my pocket. I'm trying to get through my day here at HIMSS, keeping my phone charged. And in healthcare, battery life is important, and smartphones are part of that, but also having a pager. And so a pager can have a battery that lasts up to 30 days with a simple AA battery. And so it's really simple. The other big factor is that when the cellular networks are congested because of a major event, whether it be a hurricane or a bridge collapse or a terrorist bombing, which doesn't obviously happen every day, but when it does, it's really important for first responders, especially in healthcare, to be able to get through and respond to those situations, paging continues to work. And so that's why people continue to use that. Now, we've made some innovations in paging over the last couple of years. The first thing that we've done is we've come out with encrypted versions of both our one-way and a two-way pager. But we've also integrated it deeply into our smartphone solution. And so today, people don't have to choose. They can use the power and efficiency of a smartphone on a day-to-day basis, and they can keep that pager on their hip or maybe in their drawer for the days when there isn't some sort of incident and the cellular networks aren't working properly.
Yeah, as I said before, I thought it was a really interesting conversation. You don't think about it. You think of it as old technology, but in the fact that it is new technology. It is the cutting edge of technology, what's being used in pagers.
Yeah, we've continued to modernize our network. We've continued to modernize the devices and really give people a choice. Well, obviously, there's a lot of power and efficiency that can come from the smartphone. We want people to take advantage of that, but we also want to offer them the option of having a pager. And increasingly, there's a number of folks in the hospital who may not have a smartphone. They may be in a role that isn't being provided a smartphone. And so having a communication solution that's cost-effective for them also makes sense.
That's great. And tell us how we can find you on the web.
Sure. You can find us Spoke at www.spok.com.
Spoke.com. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
This has been another HIMSS Highlight.